You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, I'll be talking about the disconnect between trusting in God and trusting one another. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage: How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste, and welcome to another edition of Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and I want to welcome those of you who are watching us live today on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And of course, always want to welcome those of you who are listening to this on your favorite podcast platform. I am delighted to have you be, hopefully you're a subscriber and a regular listener, and I so appreciate you. Today, it's going to be an interesting episode, I hope. I hope you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll get, I hope you will receive value from it, because that is the intention. Today, I want to talk about trust, trusting in God, source, the universe, however you refer to it. For me, I'm raised Catholic. It's still just easier to say God. Trust in ourselves, trust in our fellow human beings, and what love has to do with all that. And I've been really, the reason that sparked this, couple different things. I've been doing a lot of reading. I've been reading the Bible, actually, which is something I attempted once a couple years ago, but wasn't quite ready. So I've been doing it again now, well, specifically the New Testament. And I've also been listening to, I'm reading The Universal Christ right now, which is an excellent book by Richard Rohr. I've been listening to YouTube recordings of an amazing spiritual teacher named Joel Goldsmith. And it just sort of got me thinking. Oh, I've also been journaling too. I've been journaling a lot as well. But let's start with trust. And I love, as I'm recording this, it is July 20th, which I was realizing, and I'm setting up this recording, I'm like, July 20th, that date sounds familiar. Wait a minute. Oh yeah, this is the anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. And I thought, well, that's perfect for a discussion about trust, because the astronauts certainly placed their trust in all of the people who worked together, or thousands of them, I think even all over the world, really, to be able to make that moon landing possible. The people who designed the Saturn rocket, the ones who stayed in mission control and who handled the navigation systems and all of that. And they all, I believe as well, place their trust in one another to be able to do the job that they needed to do, and then ultimately trust the equipment, I guess, and the computers. Isn't it amazing? We have strong, more powerful computers in our phone now than we did that got people to the moon in 1969. It's quite amazing when you think about it. So trust is important. And the other thing that I was really thinking about, though, at being an American, was thinking about our money. We have, on our money, we have printed, "In God We Trust." And I did a little research because I was curious about, you know, when we started doing that. And actually, I guess it was on coin currency for quite a while. I guess it started during the Civil War, as a matter of fact. But it wasn't until 1955 when President Eisenhower signed a bill that required the inscription, "In God We Trust," to appear on all paper and coin currency. And it was introduced by a House of Representative Charles Bennett from Florida, where I happen to live, although this was before I was born when he did this. And he stated that nothing can be more certain than that our country was founded in a spiritual atmosphere and with a firm trust in God. Further adding that while the sentiment of trust in God is universal and timeless, these particular four words, in God we trust, are indigenous to our country. And in fact, a year later, it was declared the official national motto. But here's the rub. Do we really practice this? Do we really trust it? Well, not trust, but do we really act on it? Let's put it that way. I wanted to look up the definition of trust, and it says, believe in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of, to have faith or confidence and place reliance on. So we say, in God we trust, but what does that really, really mean? I mean, we understand now why Mr. Bennett thought it was important, and certainly then I guess the rest of Congress at that time thought it was important, but I don't know that we really practice that. Because if we say that we are trusting in God, really means we're trusting in ourselves and we're placing faith in our fellow man, because I believe, and so do a lot of other people, is that we are created in God's image. So if we're trusting in God, we should be trusting in one another, right? But it doesn't look that way all the time, does it? And I get it, it's hard sometimes, but it's important. And some of the reasons why this happens is because we're paying too much attention to our mind. And this is where I was listening to Joel Goldsmith, and he, as I said, he was a spiritual teacher back in he died in the early 60s. So it was like these recordings that I've been listening to, I think, are from the 50s and 1960. He said, our desire for self-preservation is what keeps us separate from God. And that's where I think we have this, we can trust in God as a concept, but applying it to each other is where it gets a little wonky. And you know, we go on, or at least more modern folks have talked about, and the late, great Wayne Dyer always said that, when we're listening to or paying attention to our ego, that ego stands for edging God out. So that's, I think, where some of the trouble comes in, where we have trouble communicating with one another. We have trouble really recognizing that we are ultimately all brothers and sisters, because we are all connected. We are all spiritual beings living a human experience. But when we're paying attention to our ego, we're edging God out. We're not leaning into that. And Joel also says this idea, this notion of self-preservation, which is also, I think, an especially American trait, I think, you know, is, you know, sort of like, you know, we're independent and we want to be, you know, take care of ourselves. And that's very important. But he said that self-preservation is actually responsible for most of the evil there is in this world. He said a person would not steal if it were not that he was trying to preserve his personal and human sense of life. He's hoping to keep himself from starving or from being a failure, and he's staving off lack and limitation. In short, he's preserving his own human sense of identity. He goes on, but I'm not going to go into all of the other stuff. I decided that's not that important today. But what I feel is really important is to realize this self-preservation, it's really a part of the ego. And because the ego wants to survive. But God, if you think about it, God is immortal. God is eternal. God is all powerful, all knowing. I forget. It's all these omniscient, omnipresent. There's another one I'm forgetting. But anyway, and if we are part of that, then we are also eternal. Our physical bodies, of course, they have a finite amount of time that they survive on our planet. But our soul inside, this part of me that, you know, is aware of me talking, that is my soul. That's your soul as well. When you are aware, that is your soul or your spirit. And you can survive because you are part of God. And I've been looking at, like I said, I've been reading the Bible. And so Matthew 16, verses 25 and 26, it says, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? So that's where I was kind of coming up with this self-preservation idea. If we stay so focused on wanting to preserve ourselves, and I mean this by listening to our ego, then Jesus says, then we're just going to lose our life. But if we can die to that self, die to that ego self, and instead listen in, tune into our heart where God lives, then we will love and we will be able to survive and be, well, I also believe we'll be a lot happier and we'll be able to get along with one another. And that's the other thing too, is that, you know, again, in John 13, 34, Jesus said, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. So again, if we're focusing on preserving ourselves, then we're not going to be thinking about the other person out there. We're not going to be loving our neighbor. And again, if our motto is in God we trust, then we should be paying attention to the other words in the Bible, you know, the words that Jesus talked about. And, you know, and again, and it doesn't even matter what religion you are, because this is really about a spiritual teaching, a spiritual truth, again, that we are all part of God, because God didn't make religion, okay? Religion was created by man. but God just is. God is life. God is love. And that's pretty much what I'm going to say on that subject today. I'm on my soapbox today. What can I say? But I've been really finding it, number one, fascinating to actually read the Bible. I mean, I grew up Catholic, and Catholics aren't necessarily the best Bible readers. You know, you go to church every Sunday and you hear certain scriptures, but you don't really hear it all. And I don't know if I've said this on the podcast or not before, but I know one of the reasons that sort of started really niggling in me that why I finally stopped going to Mass regularly was, and I heard a comedian talk about this, but it got me thinking. There's a prayer that we say, and it says in the Mass, it says, Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed. Now, that was taken out of context because that wasn't actually what Jesus was talking about. He was talking with a soldier at the time, a centurion who wanted to have his servant healed. And he said, you know, I'm not worthy for you to come in my house, but please heal my servant. So I don't know how that got twisted to say that we're not worthy. And that's where I started kind of rethinking things. And in the book, The Universal Christ, I'll have to talk about this on another episode, but he points out a lot of stuff I'll just mention this because I read this morning. The original, some of the translations of the Bible were in Greek. And the word that we know of now is that Jesus says we need to repent because the kingdom of God is near, said in the original version, that word was meant to change your ways, change your thoughts. It wasn't repent. That was something that I think he said St. Jerome changed or something in the 400s and used the Latin word instead, and it changed the whole meaning. And so we've been repenting for hundreds of years when that's not what Jesus wanted us to do. Jesus wanted us to just really come to a new awareness that, number one, we need to love each other. We need to love ourselves and we need to love each other. And that's the important thing. So there you go. Trust. Let's go back to trust for a minute, because what I want to share with you right now is what the Daily Word says, because I love sharing the Daily Word from Unity. And so I found a really great one from February 6th, 1984. And the affirmation says, love is trusting. My trust is in God. I believe in the outworking of good in my life and in the lives of those for whom I pray. And then the rest of the reading goes, love helps us to be trusting. When we love God, we show our love by having absolute trust in Him. When the answer to our prayers seems slow in coming, love keeps our hearts trusting. We trust God. We trust in His perfect answer. We believe in the outworking of good in our lives and in the lives of those for whom we pray. When we love and trust God, we love and trust people. In our human relationships, we do not look for ulterior motives. We are not suspicious. We do not feel that someone is trying to take advantage of us. We see others as children of God. Dear God, I place my trust in you. I do not judge by appearances, for I know they are passing, that they cannot remain in the presence of your divine love. I love and trust you. And I love and trust your children. And then the scripture reading they have is from Psalms 112:7. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. So I love that point where it says in our human relationships, you know, we don't look for ulterior motives. We're not suspicious. We don't feel someone's trying to take advantage of us. We see others as children of God. So I'm going to challenge you today to do that. And I know that there may come a time where someone will maybe say something that will trigger you. And what I want you to do, and this is something that Michael Singer says, he's the author of The Untethered Soul. He says to, you know, stop and breathe when something like that happens. This gives you a chance to pause and instead of reacting from our limbic brain, I think it's called, you can start responding from a higher self. You can look within and say, okay, how do I want to respond to this situation? Let me think. Okay, this is another fellow child of God. How can I respond in that vein in realizing that this is my brother, or this is my sister, because we really are united as a family, all of us. Doesn't matter what your skin color is. Doesn't matter what your sexual orientation is. Doesn't matter what your political party is. We are all part of God. And it's so important for us to remember that. And I know it's not easy, but that's why we're here, is to learn and to grow and to forgive ourselves, because we will make mistakes, and that's okay. But by spending time in continuing to focus on the fact that we are all related to each other, because we are, then it can become easier to not only forgive others, but also to forgive yourself. All right, I think I'm going to take a break for one quick second and take a drink of water. And I would love to know what you think about all of this too. So if you wanted to reach out to me and have a discussion, you can set up an appointment with me. You can go to engagewithgloria.com. That is, let's see, I think I have it here. Yeah, you can go to Engage, that's E-N-G-A-G-E, with Gloria.com. And I would love to, you know, talk with you and see what your thoughts are on this subject. And maybe we can, if you have a different point of view, I am open to hearing that as well, because that's how we learn. We learn from each other. And even if we don't necessarily agree with someone else's point, we can at least attempt to understand it and to see where they're coming from. And that is so, so very important to do. All right. Before I leave you today, I love to be able to share a light language transmission with you. And this is, I want to ask source, angels, whoever sends me these lovely messages, to have it be something that will help you to start trusting your higher self and to really place your trust in God within. And then that will be the first step. Because I think also the one reason, one of the reasons why we find it so hard to trust others is that we don't trust ourselves. So that's what this light language will be aimed for. There we go. That's a better word. The intention of the light language is this communication with your soul will be to help you to really start aligning with that higher self and to learn to start trusting it. Because the other thing is that voice within, when it has nice things to say, that is God, and that's what you can trust. When it is beating you up and criticizing you and judging you, that's the ego. That's trying to edge God out. So I want you to start being able to be still and know, as that phrase goes, and listen to that voice within, and listen for the love that it has for you, so that then hopefully you will be able to start sharing more love with one another. But it starts with you first. So again, if you are listening to this somewhere and are watching it for that matter, and you're somewhere that you can't focus as well because you're driving or you're operating something, some machinery or whatever, I want to encourage you to take a break, come back to this later. You know, finish doing what you're doing, come back, listen to the recording of this, and do it where you can be still and listen to the sounds that come out, and know that this is intended for you to help you to be able to, again, to be able to put your trust in your highest self And yeah, so let's see. Konyana kolyana he kansonu okia. Akonya no kiga he ha. Sonya no kolya no kika soke. Asonya no ekalya no kika. Osho no kia ke ano. Ana kika ye ha si. Osho no kolya. He konyo no kriya pata kiksha no koke. O kriya no kriya pata ni kaya toto kika. E kada no ko o shi na ki ga. E o toto ko na ki ka li na ho na ma na na no ki ya na na si ka. E kada o toto to shi ka li ya toto shi ka ba. O na me a ko o shi na ki ya da to ka mi ana. E kada o no ko ri ba ta si ka li o no ko e he. O ka ni ka li ya ta te shi o to ho shi na ki ya ba ta i ka ni. O ka ni o no ko ri ba ta si ka li o no ko ya ta. E ka shi tio no kriya ma na ki ka li ta. E ka shi tio no kriya na ki ya. A so kriya ma ma ki ko he ka yo. Thank you so much for listening today and for watching. And I so appreciate you. Also, if you ever would be interested in working with me one-on-one, perhaps allowing me to share a light language session privately with you to help you with perhaps a particular challenge that you might be having at the moment. You can also, again, reach out to me. Go to my website, GloriaRand.com, or go to EngageWithGloria.com and set up an appointment. And I would love to be able to work with you in that manner as well. So, thank you for watching, for listening. If you receive value today, I hope you will share this with a friend. And until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.